That's why that's not.
Did you focus? Are you feeling it already?
Oh yeah. I'm done, dude. And this isn't even half like.
Yeah.
That stuff's.
It's pretty cool,
that's,
huh?
That's fucking.
Easy to drink.
Oh man.
I don't even think that could be smelled.
I don't know either, but I can definitely feel well, it. It doesn't smell, but I can feel it. Yeah. So I don't know. What were we talking about before? Movies? We're talking about movies. Like, what are some movies that you saw, like, in the movies, in the theater when you were...
Well, I saw The Gods Must Be Crazy. I saw Nightmare on Elm Street. The Indiana Jones. Wasn't into Star Wars. Wasn't in... Like I said, nothing with character development or a plot or this and that. I wanted stupid and I wanted it... Bam, bam,
so
bam.
So like the spoof, the, like you're saying, the spoof.
Airplane.
Okay.
Yeah. And to my,
Hot
to this
Shots
day.
Part due.
Yeah.
And shit.
That's like, all I remember are those movies. And I mean, that's just the shit that
so when you're
like.
Talking about the bow and arrow story earlier, that's what I pictured was like the chicken on the arrow or whatever. Yeah. It's all lit. And who is that? Is it
that
Charlie
was,
Sheen or?
That was the, that was Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, Charlie
like
Sheen was
Rambo,
in that.
Doing a Rambo spoof.
Was Emilio Estevez in that too or no? Or it
was there was... Well, there was the crew, you know.
Oh,
like,
okay.
You have Val Kilmer that would be in and out of that kind of stupid shit.
Right.
It was Charlie Sheen. Yeah.
But and then Top Secret, you talk about that. Oh, I love that.
Fucking
movie.
Going
so
back to school,
funny, dude.
Back
so
to
funny.
School.
What about? Did you ever watch?
You know, I like all the Chevy Chase, early Chevy Chase shit. Not just so much Vacation, but mm-hmm. like the one where he was married to Goldie Hawn, and. Seems like old times.
Hmm.
Like weird, dumb stuff.
Oh, okay. All right. I was into more like the whatever they would take us to.
Yeah.
Actually, it was like, it was the stupid, you know, the stupid movies like that were coming out at the time, which I don't even know what this stuff is. Just insane, man. I don't even.
Yeah, our parents never took us anywhere. It was just whatever
me
and my brother.
My grandma took
us. Together.
She took us to movies. Every week we went and saw a new movie. So we went and saw Big and, you know, whatever was that, Great Outdoors. Like all those that came out, like every week there was a new movie that came out, you know.
That Saturday Night Live crew from then. Like
right, like, you know, your Dan Aykroyd and you know, all those guys.
Driving Miss Daisy.
Yeah, dude.
Now, Miss Daisy, you took that left right along with me.
Oh man, that
the autobiography
stuff.
Of Miss Jane Pittman. Were you made to watch that in school?
No,
my kid.
No, I never saw it.
He brought home an apology letter from the school saying that there was a substitute teacher in his history class, and that he showed him a clip from Roots, and they wanted to deeply apologize if anybody was offended that this is not part of their regular curriculum.
Gosh.
And I'm thinking.
Wow.
Why the, what, you know, so you want a candy coat and
CYA.
Cover all this bullshit up so much. We watched Autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman in school.
Ugh.
And there was so much shit on there that, you know, like it was raw. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen it.
No.
You probably have to go to like the library and check this thing out. It's so old and weird.
They still have libraries? What the fuck?
I think.
Oh my God.
So yeah, because somebody shot somebody
days?
In the elevator the other day. Did you see that on the
no,
news?
No, I didn't see that.
There was a fight at the Burton Bar downtown where they had those clear glass elevators because someone had a gun. The fight made its way into the elevator. The elevator went down while the fight was still going on, and then they got out of the bottom level.
Wait, somebody was shot?
No.
Oh.
It was gunplay.
Oh.
So he pulled the gun out. But the subduers got him in the elevator. Somebody pushed it down. Hang on, guys. Bing! Like, what the fuck was that?
Like a cartoon or something.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Your pictures just like, nothing going on here. You know, nothing to see.
And the door opens and they roll out in a cloud of dust.
Oh, that's almost like Family Guy, the chicken. You know, when he fights the chicken and shit. He's like rolling around with him. It turns into a 10-minute ordeal. Family Guy?
Yeah, well,
There's a chicken on there he gets in a fight with. Who's the dad?
Peter.
Yeah, Peter. He gets in a fight with this chicken and it just goes on forever. But that's the kind of shit they do. They'd be on a plane or a bus
and they would
or
just
something.
Stop.
And they'd be like,
yeah.
And
then, pass each other the
yeah,
menu.
Yeah, the doors would open or people would move or something, and then they just start going at it again. One time they did it all in reverse. No, that's funny. See, that's... That,
So speaking of Seth MacFarlane, so we neither one of us were space people. Have you watched The Orville?
No. No,
see, I'm curious about that one because it looks like it's a spoof on it, but I think he really likes sci-fi. So is he being genuine and trying to be Star Trek-y, or is he just
making you don't know with him because he does so much stuff like that off the cuff.
That's... Million Ways to Die in the West, have you seen that?
No.
Oh, man, you got to
watch I haven't seen that one. Yeah. I saw the preview of it. He was, him and Sarah Silverman, he emceed a roast or two.
Sneaky Peek.
Oh,
Sneaky Peek. That's me. That's Sneaky Peek.
Yeah, that's
He's Sneaky Peek.
That's funny. That's funny.
Sneaky Peek.
That's funny. Oh, man. No, that I
Jamie Foxx, the principal from Saved by the Bell. Like there's a lot of people in this.
that's crazy.
What's her face? Not Roseanne. Yeah, maybe.
Roseanne Barr, is a spoof kind of.
The Orville, you're saying?
It's got to be. Yeah, it's got to be. Are you saying that he's more? It was like.
Well, I don't know.
Genuine from his. He was actually trying to portray.
I think it looks. It looks just like the Star Trek, like the suits and everything. Have you seen the commercial?
Yeah, I saw that because they did a commercial on it because he was emceeing a roast.
Yeah. Okay.
I forget whose roast it was, but. I was watching him on that, and I was just like, I didn't realize he did so many things. I didn't realize he like sings.
Yeah, he writes it and stars in The Orville.
I didn't know he did all that. See, I thought he was just a cartoon, did cartoon shit that I didn't let my kid watch. You know, like
I know,
but that I would
you
watch.
You want to let him because it's so funny.
I
and
did.
You see them watching sure something stupid, and you're like, God, if you would just watch this, you would be watching Ninja and fucking PewDiePie play goddamn video games. You'd be watching something that's funny.
Well, we did watch a lot of like you guys used to watch. What was that? Ridiculousness or is that that movie or that show? We used to, but I did let him watch Family Guy. Truth be told. I mean, just the ones that I would preview and make sure that we're okay, you know, and stuff like that. But that didn't get too deep in content, but probably when he was like 5, 6 years old, like I said, we watched all this. I didn't watch Star Wars growing up, but I watched all this, the Family Guy Star Warses, because he was into Star Wars. And we went to Disneyland, and we went on that ride at least 70 times, dude, in 3 days.
I did.
That's the only ride we went on, actually, besides the Tower of Terror I took him on. Oh, really?
No, I've got a beef with Disney.
You do?
Yeah, well, so when I got recalled after September 11th, when I got recalled back to Pendleton, the whole state of California, SeaWorld, Knott's Berry Farm, Six Flags, whatever attractions they had were open to the military and their families and, you know, this and that. And they don't have to be. That wasn't the thing. But Disney was full price, and Disney raises their prices every year. Disney just started to charge for parking. If you stay at the resort, you have to pay for parking.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's already, what, $2,000 a night?
It's
stupid. They have to pay for parking. That's bullshit.
So stupid. My kids, they think they wanted to go to Disney. I've talked them out of it. I said, all right, I tell you what we'll do. So we got this safe from this old Jew, right? My wife's mom used to work for a Jewish doctor, and he died, and he had a safe. And I took it because I figured, what's better than a Jew's safe? It's got to have some kind of good luck, right? So I said, I tell you what, if you guys want to go to Disneyland, what we'll do is we'll save up in paper dollars all the money it's going to take to go see that fucking mouse, and we'll put it in this safe. And at the end, we'll pull it all out and saran wrap it like it's a goddamn drug deal and say, okay, are you ready to take all this money and give it to the fucking mouse just to stand in line for hours on end?
And they made a pimp decision.
We went on a cruise.
Yeah. Hell no. They're like, they looked at the stack of dollar bills and they're like,
I said, we can go. We can get on a boat.
We can get
buffets, ice cream 24/7, pizza 24/7, all the entertainment you want, you can run free. It'll take us to exotic ports of call. You know, what do you want to do?
So like a fucking travel agent, dude. You're just like,
or do you want to go stand in line and give this fucking bundle of cash to the goddamn mouse?
That's brilliant, actually. That's a great fucking idea. Like, I wish I would have thought of that. But no, I did it. Just because I
went cruises through. With kids is money. Not money as it costs money. It doesn't cost a lot.
Yeah.
But it is the best. They are out of your hair.
Like the entertainment.
They're on their own. They're are absolutely on their
really?
Own. They have a card. You give that card money, but they don't need a lot of money because the food is free 24/7. The ice cream is free 24/7. the access to the pools and the
she never hear I'm hungry.
No, like, no, go find something. Room service was whatever included. Really? Like, they just order a grilled cheese and a chocolate milk and keep watching Wee Bear Bears.
You know what's sad is David, he went on a cruise with his mom. Yeah, with his mom and her family. And like, he had to get a passport and shit. He went to Alaska, he went on a cruise. And he was like telling me all about it, and I'm like, really? And now you're telling me all this stuff. I've never been on, I've always wanted to. But that's one of the things, like, if traveling outside the country, I have a passport, but I've never been.
Well, you know, as long as you go on a closed circuit cruise to certain countries, then you don't need it. So where we went was the Western Caribbean. So we went to Cozumel, Progreso, and those two stops. Yeah,
so
those
like,
we left out of Galveston, closed loop, we need no passport.
Nice. So it was like, on top of being, so it was all inclusive.
All inclusive.
And how are the rooms? Like, what are the rooms like?
That we had two rooms because you can only put three people in the size rooms that we paid for, which were a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
They were like across the ship from each other. So just on opposite sides of the ship. Nice. And they were both balcony rooms. So you had a balcony, two beds, bathroom.
Huh.
They were nice. They were
nice.
They were days in, you know, nice. And the kids had keys to both of them.
But you're, like, never in there anyway, right? From what I understand.
Well,
like,
it's so much better because you go on vacation, you get in your hotel, you leave your hotel to eat, you leave your hotel to go to the entertainment, you come back to your hotel, you go back to the eat, you know, you're doing all this fucking traveling. But with your cruise ship, you just are a deck or two away from whatever it is. The food is just running 24/7. It never stops. Yeah. You can just wait for the next situation that pops up. The boat's taking you to where you want to go.
Nice.
You know, it is the way to go. Damn. And like I said, with the kids, they are on their own.
That's cool. Yeah.
They can't go nowhere. If they fall off, then there's not a whole lot you can do anyway.
Right, yeah, they really can't run off too far.
Well,
where are them damn kids at?
There goes that one.
So, yeah, no, that's all right, you want to take another...
Shopping tip for vacations is cruises are the shizzy.
No, it's making them fucking put all their allowances in a safe for how long did you do that?
Well, a year. I said, well, we didn't actually do it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to.
Oh, you wanted to.
I painted the picture so brilliantly and clear.
Right. See, I was picturing, exactly. You pictured it. You explained it so like that you actually did that. And I'm like, that is the best way to, like, you put it in their face. That's the only way you could get kids to like be like, oh, you know, once they see like stacks a dollar bills, y'all. Like, I pictured you having stacks. You had it all out of the table. Like, you just robbed the bank.
That's what I wanted.
And shit.
That's the way I explained it to them.
Like,
and they got the picture.
See all this ducats right here? Like, you had like dollars, just like you had it in all ones, too. So that was like a shitload, you know, like a pallet. Like, you were saying.
Yeah, because a family of five for 3 or 4 days in Disneyland with lodging and park entry and with
like
food.
$5,000.
Yeah, man, that'd be an impressive stack of
that
ones.
That would be.
That'd make any stripper giggle.
That would, for a little bit, for a minute. Man, that would pay for school for sure.
Yeah.
Damn, no.
Get the little ones.
We went, though, and so the first ride we went on there was the Tower of Terror. And it's basically a free fall thing.
Oh, that's my
favorite. He's 6 years old. Like, he's six. And I take him, the first thing I take him on is the scariest goddamn ride in the place. No, it takes you up 10 floors, drops you down 5, takes you back up to 8, drops you down.
Straight up and down.
Yeah, but what it is it takes you, you don't even know because you're going up in this thing. And then all of a sudden it takes you up and then bing, the doors open. You see the whole park, like you see the whole place and then just fucking just drops you. Just drops you all the way down, takes you back up, then drops you again. Like does it over and over. He's freaking out, dude. He's like, oh my God.
I hate you, Dad.
Yeah,
I hate you.
He was screaming, dude. And so I wanted to picture it, and of course, we were the last ones to go on that ride of the day because I had a 3-day park hopper.
The picture people had already clocked out?
Yeah, everyone was clocked out. They shut down California Adventure at 10 and then Disneyland at 12. So we shut down that. We shut down Disneyland. What we do is we go back and take a disco nap at the hotel across the street. I ain't staying at the fucking Disney hotel, dude. I don't know what.
You have to pay for parking.
2000. Fuck that. I ain't paying for parking, dude. I'm staying at the
Days
Ramada.
Days in don't fucking charge me for parking. The red roof.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Red roof.
We're over at the Ramada. You know, there's a subway in between us. I'm like, no, we're not eating there. We're grabbing. So, you know, it was pretty, you know, we did it cheaper.
Yeah.
You know, plus, because I was military too, but this was after all that stuff happened. So, you know, I got the stuff on base.
Well, I was going to say, can you still get rooms and stuff?
Yeah. So for a 3-day park hopper, it's like $99. So, you know, it's cheap. And it was just two of us.
Can you invite non-military or ex-military people? Like, if you got a place.
I can have 5 people with me.
So if you got one of those beach houses on Pendleton.
I can stay on Coronado for less than $100 a night.
Right. But you can bring 5 non-military people.
I can bring as many as I want. I don't know if it's 100%, you know, if it's 100% check right now, but it's the same thing.
An honorably discharged Marine should be able to go on there with my family.
Oh yeah.
If you rented it using your VFRW powers or whatever, what is it?
I know what you're talking about. Can you go on base?
I mean, maybe as a guest or something, but I can't go.
You
to
don't
the
have an ID?
Site. No, oh. Not a current. No.
Man, we need to go down and do that.
Dude. Yeah, I know because we stayed. We went to Oxnard this past summer.
Okay.
And rented this $4 million house with a few other couples. It was badass.
Nice.
It was a lot of fun, but more of a public thing. Like, I know that when you stay on base, those are nice beach houses, mm-hmm. and the beaches are not crowded.
Yeah, no, there's
and they're clean, and you don't have to worry about needles.
Yes,
you know,
and you could watch the seals.
Yeah, like, we had a seal wash up dead. We had a bunch of seals with no faces.
The Navy seals.
Oh, the
what are you doing at 3? No, they're out there running on the beach and you know, doing their drills and shit out there because it's right between. You know, right off of, you know, you could see him doing that. But what's cool is watch him do the drops and rappelling and shit. Yeah, all that.
I love stay the off the helicopters and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, tight lining and whatever.
Do you like San Diego? Do you?
I do. I only went to boot camp there and went there one time on vacation.
Okay.
I'm more of like San Clemente area. North of Pendleton, the North Gate is on San Clemente, the South is on Oceanside.
Oh, okay.
So I like the San Clemente area. It's just a small little surf town. And Oxnard was pretty cool, but it's a agri town, so they grow strawberries and have a bunch of...
Really?
Yeah, but they have a strip of houses that were really cool.
Hmm.
But the beaches were crowded. There's a lot of sharks. Not that I'm too worried about going, man. If you the fucking sea lice and you swim up your dick, and I'm down going in the water.
Oh yeah, so it's weird. Well, I'm Navy, you know. So it's like so you're in paradise on the beach.
Yeah,
you know,
I've landed.
Like, now I know. Yeah, now I know why you don't like San Diego, because you had to fucking go to boot camp there.
Yeah.
See, you'll never catch my ass in Chicago, you know. Especially in the winter.
Yeah.
I was just talking to David about that this morning because I was like, "Did you see the news? It's like 70 below.
Yeah,
it's like 70 below up there." And like, I'm like, "Dude,
fucking way."
It was like that when I was in basic training, and there was like 3 feet of snow out, and we had to go out and shovel that shit, dude. But I was telling
him, "Why, sir? More is gonna fucking fall. Why do we need to move this shit?"
No, it was 2 hours.
Just wait till it's over.
It was like watches. Did you guys, you know, you do watches and stuff?
Yeah.
So it was the same thing. You had a 2-hour watch, and then like you got to go sleep for a few hours, and then you had to go shovel snow for like 2 hours. It was bullshit. Really.
I tell you what's fucked up about going to boot camping.
It was cold as
fuck. San Diego is it's right under the airport, so all you do is see airplanes leaving.
Oh,
you
can see the bay. I don't want to be on that.
So people are on sailboats. You can yell that, but some jackass.
Man, that's what. See, I wouldn't want to go back there either, dude. See, but San Diego was like it was my second home. You know, back when I was married. We'd go over there all the time, and like at least 3-4 times a year.
Go to San Diego.
So I love it over there, dude. Like, and did you know you can if you get your thing, you can get a SeaWorld free, like with your military ID.
Well, I still use it for like Veterans Day at Applebee's. You know, I have an old ID.
See, that's what I'm saying.
But the
dude.
new driver's license say word. Veteran on it. So the new license everybody has to get to travel, you can have it say veteran on there.
See, I don't have one. I haven't updated my license in it's been like 15 years. Was it like two weeks? No, you have to every time you move. I've moved so many times, dude. Like,
is the address correct on here, sir?
No, they don't. They stopped asking me that a long time ago, dude. Man, but it's just funny when that happens. It's like,
Squaw Peak isn't even a road anymore, sir.
Dude, Squaw Peak. Oh man,
it's Pastor or some shit.
They're like, what? What's the? Yeah, no. Back when it was Orange Groves, you know, Arrowhead and everything over there. But I love it over there. I love San Diego, that whole area, Oceanside, going up the coast, Encinitas, yeah. Dude, the best authentic Mexican. Like, I love Mexican food.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.